Rabbi Beryl Wein is a historian, a teacher of Torah, a lawyer, a columnist, and a popular Jerusalem lecturer. In the program Wein Online, he talks about the meaning of the Torah portion of the week. Rabbi Beryl Wein, what parsha are we talking about this week?
The second parsha in the Chumash of Shmos is Va'era. Va'era represents a crisis in faith, so to speak, of Moshe himself, the Jewish people. Moshe, in the end of last week's Sidra of Shemot, Moshe says, Me'oz bosi el paro, from the time that I came to Paro, it got worse and not better, right? Where are you, God? You send me on a wild goose chase, right? What happened here? We're supposed to get better, and then it got worse. And the Lord responds to him almost in a non sequitur. God says, listen, Avraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, the Ovos, they never asked those questions, which is not really an answer to what Moshe asked. So what does he mean, Va'era, that I appeared unto the fathers, into the previous generations, and I didn't have to tell them my name, I didn't have to explain anything to them, and you come and demand it. I thought also about thinking about this matter that there's a great difference between individuals and nations. Individuals live on faith. And many times things happen to us and we don't have to ask questions. No matter how obvious and pertinent the question may be, we restrain ourselves from asking the question. We realize that God is inscrutable, and to a great extent, not only will the answer not make sense to us, we may not even want to know the answer. But a nation, a people, that's something else. People accept very little on faith. You have to nurture them. You have to explain things to them. Government has to explain itself to its people. Otherwise, it's a dictatorship, an autocracy. Eventually, those things run into trouble. With all of the inefficiencies and negative problems that come with democracy and with an open press and everything, the great benefit is that the public is informed. The public has room to voice its suspicions and opposition. The public is involved. And if the public is involved, then you get a different type of society than a society where no questions are allowed. I used to have college professors that would enter the room and say, we're going to give a lecture now, no questions allowed. So to me, that was the media turnoff. What do you mean, no questions allowed? No questions allowed means, I'm speaking ex cathedra. I'm infallible. You got to accept it, right? So Moshe voices what the people are asking, right? And so therefore, I think that God's statement to Moshe should not be seen purely as a criticism of Moshe. I think God's statement is really a narrative declaration that in the previous generations, nobody had to ask questions, because in the previous generation, there wasn't a nation, but an individual. An individual is capable of faith. An individual is capable of acceptance. An individual, as I said, many times doesn't even want to demand an answer. I know people that, God forbid, they go to the doctor and the doctor wants to explain the disease to them and the patient doesn't want to know.
Right.
Right? Sure. But the nation as a whole, the Jewish people as a whole, you're telling us we're going to be a great people, you're going to take us out, so where is it? How's this going to happen? And therefore, you see that... at least in the view of the rabbis, no penalty accrues to Moshe for his strong words. How come God it didn't get better, right? So God should slap him on the wrist, so to speak. And no penalty accrues to him because of the fact that Moshe represents the people, the nation. The people, the nation, are treated differently. You can't expect the nation's going to accept it simply because I told you so. And that's the idea I always felt of the revelation also. What does God need the revelation on Sinai? He needs earthquakes and lightning and the mountain and the volcano and the whole thing. You know, they give the Torah, right? Drop it down, put it on email, right? What do we need the whole... The answer is they wouldn't accept it that way. Only when there's a revelation, right? Oh, so, okay, so then there is a God and this is a Torah. Okay, now we'll go ahead. But... And the Jewish people by nature are skeptical people. That's what's kept us going all the years. And when we are not skeptical, we always run into trouble. So then we buy into ideologies that are bankrupt, that don't last time, and we buy into all sorts of political and diplomatic overtures that backfire on us. Skepticism is good. So Moshe says... How come? So God says, you know, that's the difference between the previous generation and this. They never asked how come. You're asking. I understand why you're asking. So now I'll show you. Now I'll explain it to you.
Rabbi Beryl Wein on dealing with Moshe's skepticism. You've been listening to Rabbi Beryl Wein talking about the Torah portion of the week. Join us again next week.